Hey, thanks for listening to this Marlins Rewind. Delighted to have you. After losing Tuesday's game to Kansas City, the Marlins called on three 2016 Major League All-Stars to try and snap the Royals' nine-game win streak. With Wednesday's Rewind, here's Geff.
Well, after being shut out last night, the Marlins returned the favor tonight. They beat Kansas City 3-0. Jose Fernandez, A.J. Ramos, and Fernando Rodney combining on the eight-hit shutout. Marlins scored three in the sixth to even this series up at a victory apiece. Marlins really needed Jose Fernandez to step up in this ball game. They had lost his last four starts. Jose 0-3 his last four times out. He'd never lost three straight decisions. Marlins had never dropped four straight Fernandez starts. Tonight in dire need of a win, and Jose was able to pitch out of trouble early in this ball game, and he got the outs he needed, and he was locked up in a good pitcher's duel with Dylan G. This ball game was scoreless into inning number five when Jose was knocking on the door of a milestone, looking to run down Ryan Dempster as the Marlins' single-season strikeout leader. He needed a total of five Ks in the game to tie Dempster, and he got one in the first, one in the second, one in the third. He got Paolo Orlando lead off the fifth inning, and he jumped ahead of Christian Colon, looking to tie Dempster on the Marlins' all-time single-season strikeout list.
The pitch swung on and missed strike three, and there it is. Strikeout number 209 this season. He is tied with Ryan Dempster, number one on the all-time single-season strikeout list. Dempster did it in 2000, Jose here in 2016.
Now the record breaker would come at a big spot in the sixth inning in a scoreless game. The Royals had the first two-man reach. Eric Hosmer and Salvador Perez had back-to-back singles. So with first and second and nobody out, Jose went after Alex Gordon.
From the set, Jose delivers. Swung on, miss. That's all for Gordon. And fans, that is a record-setting strikeout for Jose Fernandez. Number 210 on the season, and he becomes the number one single-season strikeout pitcher in Marlins history. He's passed Ryan Dempster's 209. That's 210 for Jose.
And the record breaker is our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. But if that's not move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. After striking out Gordon for the first out in that sixth inning with two men on, Jose then induced Alcides Escobar to hit into an inning-ending double play. A ground ball right at the bag at third base. Prado fielded it, stepped on third, fired across to first, and we went to the bottom of the sixth, still in a scoreless game. When Dylan G. got Miguel Rojas to ground to short, leading off the last of the sixth inning, he had retired 16 of the 17 batters he'd faced in the ballgame. I think Marlon to reach had been Jose Fernandez, who had an infield hit with two outs in the third inning. Jose followed with a single with one out in the sixth inning. So Jose was two for two with the only two Marlins hits. But then D. Gordon got in on the fun. He singled, sending Jose down to second base. And when Martin Prado singled, Marlins suddenly had the bases loaded with one out in the sixth inning, trying to undo the scoreless deadlock. Up stepped Christian Yelich.
A look over by Dylan G., the pitch, and here's a ball rocketed down the right field line. That's going to drop in for a hit. Home to score is Fernandez. On his heels is D. Gordon. He'll score. It's a two-run single for Christian Yelich, and the Marlins have broken through with a 2-0 lead here in the sixth against the Kansas City Royals.
For Yelich, RBIs 73 and 74 in the season, extending his career high. For the Marlins, the end of an 18-inning scoreless drought that went back to the last run they had scored in the fifth inning Sunday in Pittsburgh. They were shut out 1-0 here last night, but they were out to a 2-0 lead. That was it for Dylan G. And with still a couple men on base, up to the plate against the new pitcher, Peter Moreland, stepped Marcelo Ozuna.
Here's the 1-1, and it's popped up off the fist to left. Gordon comes over, gets under this, and makes the catch. Tagging at third base is Prado. Here's the play at the plate. Prado is safe at the plate. Called safe by James Hoy. We'll see if the Royals are going to take a look at this. If it holds up, it'll be a sack fly for Ozuna and a 3-0 Marlins lead. If it goes under review, and we'll find out momentarily.
Well, it didn't go under review. It held up, and the Marlins had a 3-0 lead. When JT Realmuto grounded out to end that sixth inning, we were able to close the book on Dylan G. G went 5 1/3, Five hits, three runs. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out three through 76 pitches, 50 strikes. So as Jose went out there for the seventh inning, Jose had the lead in the ballgame, 3-0. He struck out the first man, Raul Mondesi Jr., after walking pinch hitter Gerard Dyson in that seventh inning. The Royals had a man on with one out, but Jose came back to strike out the leadoff man, Paolo Orlando. He then was able to strike out third baseman Christian Colon, and Jose's night at that point was over after seven strong innings. Jose allowing six hits and no runs over his seven tonight. He walked two, struck out nine, threw a wild pitch for Fernandez, 111 pitches, 74 strikes. Leading 3-0, A.J. Ramos pitched a perfect eighth inning. He set down 3-4-5, Kane, Hosmer, and Perez in succession. Then in the ninth, that three-run lead, into the game came Fernando Rodney in search of his 25th save of the season. He allowed a leadoff single, though, to Alex Gordon. Alcides Escobar then hit a screaming liner toward the 5.5 hole between shortstop and third base. But a diving, acrobatic catch by Adania Echeverria robbed Escobar of a hit. Had Etch not made what might have been his best defensive play of the year, the Royals would have gotten the tying man to the plate with nobody out in the ninth inning. But Etch did make the play, so there was one out when pinch hitter Chesler Cuthbert worked a walk. So now with one out, they got the tying man to the plate. It was pinch hitter Kendrys Morales, and Morales popped to shortstop for the second out of the ninth inning. When Paolo Orlando singled to load the bases, the Royals had their first hit in the game with a man in scoring position. 1-for-11 in the ballgame with runners in scoring position. That Orlando infield single loaded the bases with two outs in the ninth. So the Marlins had a 3-0 lead, but the tying men were on. The go-ahead man was at the plate when Rodney went after Christian Colon.
2-2 with two outs. Bases full, the pitch, swing, and a ball line to Echeverria, and that's a ball game. And there goes the arrow into the air.
Marlins win it 3-0 for Miami. Three runs, seven hits, one error, five men left for the visiting Royals. The end of a nine-game winning streak. No runs, eight hits, no errors. They strand 11 tonight. Again, 1-for-11 with men in scoring position. Jose Fernandez, the winning pitcher, 13-7. He snaps a personal three-game losing streak. Dylan G, the loser, 5-7. Fernando Rodney saved number 25 overall, number 8 as a member of the Marlins. Time of the game was 2 hours, 35 minutes, and a crowd of 17,894 goes home happy as the Marlins prevail 3-0. Miami is 66-60 with the victory, now 32-29 here at Marlins Park. For Jose Fernandez, 9 strikeouts tonight, runs his season total to 213. He is the new Marlins single-season strikeout leader, surpassing Ryan Dempster, who struck out 209 in the year 2000. Jose, second in Major League Baseball in strikeouts. He's 4 behind Max Scherzer of the Nationals. The difference, though, Scherzer has thrown 25 1/3 more innings than Jose. So Jose averages 12.89 strikeouts per nine. That's best in all of baseball. In fact, that's the third best strikeout rate by any starting pitcher in Major League history. The only two pitchers who, over the course of a full season as starters, struck out more per nine than Jose so far this year. How about Randy Johnson in 2001? He struck out 13.41 batters per nine. And in 1999, Pedro Martinez struck out 13.20. Those are a couple of Hall of Famers. The only two men ahead of Jose in strikeout rate by a starting pitcher. Jose at 12.89 Ks per nine after striking out nine in his seven innings tonight. Jose with the win in his second career start against Kansas City. His one previous start came at Kauffman Stadium back in 2013. In his career now, he's worked 14 innings against the Royals, and he has not allowed a run.
A franchise record for Kid K. So today's Fish Family bonus code is just the letter K, facing forwards, as in a strikeout. After the game, the Marlins radio network caught up with Fernandez.
You know, first of all, I got to thank, you know, everyone that has done a little bit to get me back healthy. And, you know, and without my teammates, that, you know, that wouldn't be possible. Because, you know, how much they teach me every day and how much they want me to get better. And you know, I thank them every day. And, you know, just still a lot of work to do. And that's all fine, the strikeouts and all of that. But, you know, we got to win ball games to go to the playoffs. That's what we want as a team.
Tonight, the Marlins right-hander Tom Kohler grabs the ball for his 26th start of the season. Over the last 39 innings that Kohler's pitched, he's allowed 7 earned runs. That goes back more than a month. Kohler will offer the first pitch to the Kansas City Royals tonight at 7:10. Our broadcast starts at 6:40 with Kyle Seeloff's Marlins on Deck presented by GEICO. Dave Van Horn and Glenn Gaffner have the call, as always, on 940 Wins in the Miami Marlins Radio Network.